Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents of Nonsense podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up?
He is not a light-skinned Jamaican.
Hell no.
I am Antoine Wasnicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. That shit helps us out a lot. We were talking on before we got on the air because we missed the last verses. The last verses was a Latin experience. And we were talking about a song by Sean Paul. And he called that nigga a light-skinned Jamaican. But he said he ain't from Jamaica. He got something else in him.
Yeah. Jamaicans are Jamaicans.
Jamaicans are Jamaicans?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't never seen a light-skinned Jamaican.
They ain't Jamaican.
They ain't Jamaican. They light-skinned.
They claim to be so because it's the cool thing to do. Your ass ain't Jamaican. Jamaicans ain't light.
What if they was born and raised in Jamaica?
What's that mean?
That would mean they Jamaican. If they was born and raised in Jamaica. So you saying like, they can't be light skinned because they mama or daddy defected from someplace else?
Nah, but if you was born and raised in Jamaican, your ass ain't light skinned. That sun is beating on you like every other Jamaican. You dark as fuck. I'm not trying to hear that. And you know I'm right.
I can't confirm nor deny none of this shit, man. I don't know.
Come on.
I told you I met a light-skinned Jamaican girl.
Was she born and raised in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Bullshit. That's bullshit. She moved to Queens when she was like 6 years old. Lost all that darkness. I'm not trying to hear that. Stop it.
She moved to Queens.
Stop it.
Well, I had to be Queens, though, because that's where the most Jamaicans be.
Probably. I mean, Jamaicans is everywhere. I'm just, you know, there's a bunch of them in Queens.
There's a bunch of them in Queens. Is that why they call it Southside Jamaica Queens? That's what it is?
No, Southside Jamaica Queens is just Jamaica Queens.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Actually, Jamaica is actually the name of the train station.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, I'm getting lessons out here. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
A nigga from Queens will tell you he from the city, but you ain't crossed no bridge to get to the city. So, you're still from Long Island, nigga.
A nigga from Queens will tell you that he's from the city, but mm-hmm. he didn't cross
Brooklyn
the bridge.
Brooklyn niggas too. Everybody, they swear they from New York City. When they say they from Brooklyn and Queens. You ain't from Brooklyn and Queens. You ain't from New York City. You're from Long Island. You right. gotta cross the bridge from the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right.
To get to Manhattan.
Right.
So you're part of Long Island.
Gotcha.
Niggas is Strong Island niggas. They don't like to claim Long Island.
Okay. This is just confusing.
I get it. You know. somebody that's not from New York won't get it, but.
Yo. I know you saw my face, like, oh. Like,
what are you talking about, nigga? Like, New York is New York. No, there's five boroughs.
There's five boroughs, and the city is Manhattan.
There's Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn.
Right.
I don't even think it's Staten Island. It might be Staten Island. But, yeah. But, to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan, you have to take a bridge to get off Long Island because Brooklyn and Queens is on Long Island.
Gotcha. And they call it Long Island because it's a Long Island.
It's a long fucking island. It's about 120 miles long, if I'm correct. Something like that.
Wow.
120 miles long, about 20 to 30 miles wide.
Cool. All right. Well, we got our geography lesson in for the day. And we also learned that there's no light-skinned Jamaicans because that's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Jamaicans is dark.
I feel you, man.
Like, even the ones that claim they from Jamaica but not, They's dark.
Right, right.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the people that be on Facebook. Like, I got a 0.5% of Jamaican in me, so I'm Jamaican. Like, no, you're not.
And Sean Paul is a Jamaican dancehall rapper / singer. He's from Jamaica. That's what they say. He's from Kingston, Jamaica.
When did he move to New York? When he was 3?
When he was 3.
Because the nigga light-skinned as fuck. He wasn't out there in that sun. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that.
Oh, man. What he was... He was part of the Jamaican National Water Polo Team from 13 to 21.
So you played in some water. What the fuck does that mean? What are you talking about?
I'm saying the nigga, he was in Jamaica since...
Who said he was there till 21?
That's nobody. What they said. He no, said he was on the national
that's
water.
That's the age group. That doesn't mean he was there till 21.
Well, how else was he going to participate on the water polo team if he won't in the country?
No, I'm just saying. It's, you said 21 years old.
Yeah.
I said he could have been on, what was it, from 13 to 21?
Yeah, he was on the polo team okay. From age 13 to 21.
He could have been there at 13. He wasn't there till 21, getting that sun. And who's to say he was getting that sun while he was there anyway? Nigga could have been indoors.
Then they say he attended the Walmers Boys School nobody in Kingston, Jamaica.
Ain't no boys school in Jamaica, stop it. Ain't no boys school in Jamaica, stop it.
And then he went to the Jamaican University of Technology as well.
Them niggas don't go to no technology school. Them niggas run track. Stop it. All right? Stop it. You rap, smoke weed, or run track. It's one of the three. You ain't no technology over there. No. Sorry, Jamaicans. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yo, he just alienated a whole motherfucking group of people just now. Like, yo, you rap, you smoke weed, or you run track. Now imagine if they said that about us.
They can say far worse about us.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's messed up, man. Oh, shit.
They'll probably look at us like, Billy, you got your gun? Yeah, Bobby, I got my gun. Johnny, you got your gun? You want to go shoot up this school of little kids?
Yo, we is never getting sponsored.
I don't apologize for that either.
Wow.
Ain't never heard of no black person shooting up a school.
Sure haven't.
Anyway.
But there was a black girl that called in a mass shooting, a fake mass shooting at Lollapalooza.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, some event.
Event of what? What does it do?
Where a whole lot of people at.
Okay, but what does it do?
I don't know what Lollapalooza is, bro. I just heard about the story. She was a security guard at Lollapalooza. She didn't want to be there, so she called in a fake mass shooting.
Okay,
and now she's facing felony charges for false terrorist report.
Sounds like a black woman that was tired of that bullshit and wanted to go home.
She was black.
I didn't know she was black, people.
He did not know she was black, but she was. She was black.
Sound like a black woman that was tired of that bullshit and wanted to go home.
And Lollapalooza this year was held in Chicago. I'm trying to pull up with exactly what it is. It's like a festival.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like a festival. Performances during the festival were Metallica, Denzel Curry, and Cardi. Excuse me. They had food and shit at the spot, you know. Like a
look, they had that soup pizza that New Yorkers don't like.
Deep dish pizza?
Yeah, whatever you call it.
It's a soup.
It looks like soup to me. You gotta eat it with a goddamn spoon.
Fork. That, yeah.
Fork, spoon. That's not pizza.
That's deep dish Chicago style pizza.
That's not pizza.
They say that's pizza, man. And people like it. Some people like it.
Yeah, them people from Chicago that ain't been to New York and had real pizza.
That's people who think that their pizza is better than New York pizza.
No, it's not.
That was, hey, look.
No.
There's some people that think Boston make better pizza than New York, but I'm just saying.
Boston ain't got nothing better. No, I can't say that because, you know, the New York sports franchise is sorry as hell. Yeah.
There's people out there that like Detroit-style pizza better than...
What is that?
That's the pizza that have the sauce on the top.
What? that's not pizza.
Yeah, it's like cheesy bread, but then they pour the sauce on the top.
The fuck is that? That weird-ass shit. That's why motherfuckers don't like going to Detroit. You got fucked-up-ass pizza. What are you talking about? Who the fuck goes to Detroit and be like, oh, I want to eat Detroit pizza? No, you don't. No, you don't.
They say it's pretty good, though.
You,
I've never had it. I can't say
a hungry person will say anything is good.
I don't know about that, man. They have, like, food critics that go around trying to taste all this stuff. Like, that's their job to go around and taste all this stuff.
They go around smoking weed, trying the best herb that the county, city has to offer, and then they're hungry. And then they eat some fucking pizza. Everybody who smokes weed loves pizza. All right? Whether you got to eat it with a fork, spoon, the inside on the outside from what you just said to me in Detroit. Like, you hungry. You eat pizza. It's good.
You just straight up. Like, you just alienate groups of people nowadays, bro. Like, you were just talking about the whole food critic genre. Like, they all of them smoking weed. All of them.
How else are you supposed to taste everything?
They actually just go and eat different places?
Dude, I ain't never been that hungry where I'm going to go to multiple places to eat. No, I need to smoke some weed, and I'm going to grub.
Nobody said they went to the multiple places in a day.
Like, stop it.
They go to different places each day?
Nah.
That's your job. That's their job.
Okay.
Like, they got people that's their job. Like, they go to a different place every day, go eat the food, and then write a review about it.
Okay. And I guarantee you they all smoke fucking weed so they can eat the goddamn food and give you a real assessment. You will never get a real assessment other than a hungry motherfucker. Somebody that's hungry.
Well, why don't I listen to the person that's hungry? Why don't I listen to the person that just go just to try the food? They just go and just to try the food.
Who wants to do that?
People that's their job. They're food critics. It's their job.
Okay.
People actually get paid to do this stuff.
You can pay me to do it. And I'm going to make sure I smoke some weed before I do it.
Yeah.
So I can eat it all.
Which is funny. They don't tell you about this stuff in school. Like, they always want you to... They be like, oh, you could be a doctor or a lawyer. You ain't tell a motherfucker that they can make money going around eating food.
They don't want you to know you can make money playing fucking video games.
Yeah.
So...
You know. Shit. They tell you if you don't study, you will end up being a garbage man. But they don't tell you a garbage man make a lot of money. Like...
Yeah, they do.
Like, come on, man.
And they get every holiday off. They get every goddamn holiday off. The garbage men do not work holidays. Let it be a federal holiday. You want your garbage? Nope. They ain't there. They grilling just like you.
Yeah, man. They don't tell you that you can make money doing certain things.
You can make money doing anything else.
Anything. They've got a job for bitches that keep the dicks warm on the porn set. What do they call them? Fluffers? What do they call them? Fluffers?
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know how you keep a dick warm during a porn set.
They It's their job to
like
keep
when it's not in her pussy, so it's in her mouth to keep it warm. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They got people that keep the dick warm between seas. You got to keep the dick hard between seas. You don't want the nigga dick to go down while you filming. You
got the nigga can stroke it his goddamn self.
Nah, they got people that do that for them. People that do that for them.
That don't work for me.
That don't work for you? You don't. If you shooting a porn, you don't want another bitch just massaging your balls until you're ready to go?
First off,
you want to jerk it yourself?
Don't touch my nuts, bitch. Ever.
Okay.
I'm not one of them people. Don't ever touch my nuts.
Don't touch your nuts.
I will go soft with the quickness, and I'm just, no. And two,
you don't want a bitch giving you preliminary blowjobs between scenes?
You didn't say blowjobs.
That's what they call them, though. They fluffers. They keep the dick hard between scenes. I think that's what they call him, a fluffer. I think that's what they call him. I don't know the exact term.
The nigga can't stay hard for 5 seconds while you switching positions?
Sometimes, you know, they gotta make sure that, like, the girl gotta get remade up or something. Like,
what the fuck she need to get remade up for? We don't care what the fuck she look like. We care if that dick is in her mouth, in the ass, or in the pussy. That's it.
Bro, there's a lot of work that goes into these fucking movies.
First off, I hate all that fake-ass acting shit. Skip all that. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares.
You know, a bitch gotta have her titties airbrushed and shit. Make sure the shit still look good when the camera light hit it right. You know?
Nobody cares.
It takes a lot, man. Do you ever watch the behind the scenes?
Yeah, and I just be like, nobody cares about this shit.
But that's a lot that went into that movie, man, that you watched, that you spent.
Why? Why did a lot go into that? When I just want to see somebody fuck some chick.
Yo, these people take pride in what they do, man.
Come on. You have to take pride in it. You got a big dick, you're fucking this bitch. Great. That's what I want to see. That's all I want to see. What is so hard about that?
There's nothing hard about it, exactly. But these people take pride in it, man. They got to give you the best looking scenes, man. They got to give you the best looking.
Best looking what?
They got to give you the best looking shit, man. For your maximum enjoyment.
The maximum enjoyment is watching this bitch get fucked.
Yeah, but they got to make sure it look good when you watching the bitch get fucked.
What are you talking about? What do you mean to make it look good? Just have some good lighting and a good cameraman. That's it.
But it does take a lot to make sure the lighting is good.
No, it don't. It doesn't at all. You can do that on your cell phone. Stop it.
Oh, man, you're diminishing people who with you know people go to school for a long time to learn lighting. Come on, man. Don't do that to the people, man. They
learn lighting. You turn a light on, you open some blinds, and
No, man. You're just talking about just regular lighting. We talk about film lighting. People go to school and learn how to do that shit.
Dude, my phone has a light on it when I want to do a video or a camera. Right there, this is video, so if I want to get in some crevices, I got the lighting right there. What are you talking about?
That is not professional lighting, bro.
Are you kidding me? I could be fucking somebody right there. You could hold the fucking camera right here with the flash on it, getting in all the right spots. Yeah,
but that's going to be the difference between an amateur video and a professional video. That is amateur stuff.
The professional shit sucks.
There's people out there that take time to learn lighting and angles and everything, man.
Okay.
Don't diminish the people like that.
And you
want to
know what? Their cameras and angles suck, Kevin Dunn. All right? All your cameras and angles, they fucking suck. I would hate to see you shoot porn. You want to go watch the fan clapping in the background when this nigga bust a nut. Instead of watching them come on her fucking face.
I didn't say Kevin Dunn went to school. I don't know what Kevin Dunn did. I'm just saying that there are people who go to school to learn these types of things.
I just told you, you don't need to go to school when your fucking camera has a goddamn flash on it and it can get into all the good spots. Period. You don't need lighting. The lighting's right there. All you gotta do is tell that bitch, move your leg. Tell that nigga, move your foot. What?
It's the same thing as the sound people. Like, you, it's people that go to school for years upon years to learn sound. And you just be like, nah, just put your camera, put the camera close enough so they can hear this shit. Like, come on, man. Don't diminish what those people do, man.
Dude, they literally have people that make movies on their iPhones.
But those people are good editors, too. So you gotta learn. You gotta learn something. Either you gonna learn it on the front end or you gonna learn it on the back end. They good editors. They gotta edit this shit and make it sound better.
This is porn. Give me the front and the back end, and meet me somewhere in the middle. Come on, man.
You gotta know who's doing the cinematography on this shit.
No, you don't. You can put in somebody's name. Dick Beasley did the video.
Dick Beasley did the video. Why the nigga name had to be
Dick Beasley? I don't know. It's the first thing that popped into my head.
Hell, man, I can't do this shit with you, bro. Oh my gosh, man. You're funny as hell. Like,
I'm just saying. I don't need a cameraman for my porn.
Right.
Fucking up the angles. And the cameraman be getting the wrong angles. I'd be so bad watching that shit. But they want to be professionals. Like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. That's why I fast forward all that shit. And then I skip to the next scene because that professional fucking sucked. And I didn't see what I want to see.
So they ain't had the three different camera angles on the shit. They only had that one dude.
Dude, it only takes one camera angle. A good one.
Good one. It only takes one camera angle.
Yes. A good one. Yes, we just be like, oh my God, I see all. Yeah.
You like this shit continuous shot?
Huh?
You like it continuous shot? Like one camera, one shot. You like when it shit, like if he got to move to get into position for the next joint?
I don't mind that.
Like, you can see the actual transitions where they switching positions and shit.
I don't mind that instead of scene cuts. I don't want to see scene cuts.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, fuck a scene cut.
Camera cuts. No camera cuts. No Kevin Dunn's. It's Kevin Dunn's.
Yeah, man.
I feel you, man.
just let me see it all. Let me decide what I want to fast forward through. Don't tell me. You know? Like, oh, we're not going to show you this transition. Why not? Maybe I want to try the transition. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I want to swoop her leg over.
For real?
Maybe I want to swoop her leg over. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just slam your cup down like that, like, blah.
I just take my porn seriously.
I know. So, of course, you know, monkeypox is out there now. But the CDC is advising that people with monkeypox do not have sex. But they say that masturbation 6 feet apart or virtual sex reduces the risk of getting monkeypox.
How do you masturbate 6 feet apart?
She sit on the couch over there and you masturbate right here looking at her.
Oh yeah? That's target practice. I'm shooting for that.
You shooting for that?
6 feet, they said I can't make that, I'm shooting for that.
You gonna give her monkeypox if you that's why they say 6 feet apart, you ain't supposed to put your juices on her. Yeah, we don't want to give her monkeypox.
Who's to say she gonna get monkeypox? Who's the fuck to say I got monkeypox? But you gonna tell me I can't make that 6 foot shot?
Hmm. You gonna try to make that 6 foot shot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Target practice. Code word target.
Yeah. And there's plenty that'll let you get just.
Yo. Oh my God. People, y'all could not see the face that this motherfucker.
You don't want to see that.
But goddamn.
I will never do that again.
Please don't.
I was just making an example.
Wow. Damn, bro. How much force you gotta get behind jacking off to get your shit to go 6 feet across the room?
It's all about angles.
It's all about angles?
Yeah, you gotta hit the right angle. Don't shoot straight, because if you shoot straight,
it's just gonna hit the floor.
Yeah.
You gotta aim up, give some arch to it.
Yeah. And don't just shoot it out when it comes out. You gotta hold it. You know what I'm saying? And
so you edging first to give yourself that force.
Don't edge too much. You give you that blue balls, and then you ain't gonna like that. Y'all niggas know what blue balls is.
Yeah.
Every nigga done had it. We don't like that shit.
Nah, definitely not.
Oh man.
You ever had virtual sex?
What's that?
I don't know. This is why I'm asking you. They said virtual sex reduces the risk. What is virtual sex? When y'all sitting...
What, on like webcam?
You on a webcam?
Dude, first off, that's a waste of money. Because all them bitches is charging you for that.
Right.
I'm not paying for nothing that I can't touch.
Exactly.
I'm gonna charge you to jerk off. Because that's all you're doing.
All this free porn out here. You want to be goddamn... jerking off to a bitch on a webcam. Stop it.
And then she's charging you for, I assume, she's charging you for every little thing that she has you do. Or you have her do. Want her to do.
Right. I ain't with it.
Meanwhile, that $100 that you spent not getting your nut off,
you could have spent that getting your nut off.
You could have spent that getting your nut off. For free. Well, not free, but by a real person.
Yeah. You could have spent that getting your nut off. You know. Because it's some $100 hoes out there. Some $50 hoes out there.
There's free hoes out there.
There are free hoes out there, too.
Y'all, we all know the free hoes. Well... you might not know it's free at the time. You gotta put a little work in to make it free, but
yeah,
put that little bit of work in.
You could do it. You could do it.
And if you can't do it, you know, $20 bottle of liquor, that helps.
$20 bottle of liquor helps out?
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not saying get people drunk and seduce them. I'm not saying that at all. I don't condone that. I don't like drunk bitches. But if you want to get them a little nice to loosen them up a little bit.
True, true.
So they're confident enough to say yes and no.
Yeah, that's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Consent is very important.
Yes. Make sure they're able to say yes and no. And understand what they understand it too.
Yeah, got to be coherent enough to understand that they just say yes.
Like, you know. I'm an asshole, I'm a piece of shit, I ain't that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Word up, I am not that piece of shit.
Yeah, we got to make sure, you know, that they breathing, because I heard it's illegal if they ain't.
First off, if you're fucking a dead body... you're nasty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at you all different types of ways. I might call the cops on you, nigga, if I found you was fucking a dead body. Like, I know you my boy.
Damn. Don't call the cops on you.
Yo. Like, he needs help.
I'm calling the cops
you
on
know,
you.
Don't send him to the, you know, to the penitentiary, you know, psychiatric ward. You fucking a dead body? Yeah.
Sit up to the psych ward.
Yeah.
I feel you, bro. I at least I know up front, you know, if I'm ever fucking a dead body, don't tell this nigga. he calling the people on me.
I hope whoever found out calls the people on you too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
If I did something like that, I would expect the same thing.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, man. But see, we're up front with each other, man. We're up front with each other. You know. I always know that this nigga gonna stab me in the front. He ain't gonna stab me in the back.
No, ain't no person. I only stab girls in the back.
You ever went magnet fishing?
What?
Magnet fishing.
What's that?
You fishing with magnets?
No.
Well, a couple guys. They were magnet fishing. And they pulled 86 rockets. From,
I just want to stop you. Mm-hmm. What do rockets have to do with magnets? Those are two completely different things.
They used the magnets that they were supposed to be fishing with, and they accidentally pulled 86 rockets from the Fort Stewart military base.
What type of magnets were these motherfuckers?
They was using some powerful ass magnets.
Powerful magnets. You using some George Jetsons shit.
Yeah, they was using some.
Where'd they pull the rockets from?
They were close to the military base fishing, and I guess the rockets were, of course, in the water.
Why are rockets in the water?
I guess that's where they shoot the rockets from, man. When they, you know, when they press the button.
You don't need to shoot rockets out of water when you're on land. I don't understand what you're saying.
What? I guess these was the fucking, you know.
You're on land. You don't need to shoot rockets out of water.
Hey, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what they said. This is what the headlines in the thing says, that they accidentally pulled 86 rockets off course near the Fort Stewart military base when they were magnet fishing. So either they were too close to the rockets.
It don't even matter. What type of fucking magnet are you using to pull rockets off course? Like, that don't even make sense to me.
That's why it's strange news stories. That's why it's weird news. Because it don't make sense.
It don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Unless you got to be leaving something out. You got to be leaving something out.
That's all they got. Oh, man. So, you know, people look through their telescopes.
Do they?
People look through telescopes. There are scientists that go out there and they, you know, look through their telescopes.
Motherfuckers don't look through telescopes anymore. Unless you're in the city looking from balcony to balcony to see who's fucking.
Well, this guy, a French scientist, he was looking through his telescope and he saw something which looks to be a second sun.
I got a second sun for you, but keep going.
Which he named this as a star. But it turns out that what he actually saw in his telescope was a slice of chorizo.
What is that?
Mexican sausage.
So he saw a little dick?
I never thought of that. That's a good one. But he saw a piece of chorizo in the fucking telescope. I don't know how the fuck he saw a piece of chorizo, this Spanish sausage, this spicy Spanish sausage, and assumed that it was a fucking sun.
He was on drugs.
He probably was. those French guys.
There's no other excuse. He was on drugs.
He was on drugs.
He was like, well, oh. He saw a dick in the sky and it was glowing. You're like, I'm going to call that a second sun.
Well, no, it was round. It was like, you know how you slice up the sun. He saw a dick in the sky.
It was glowing. And he said, this is a second sun. This nigga trying to clean it up. Ain't no cleaning that up. This nigga saw a dick in the sky and it was glowing. You go ahead, try to clean it up. I'll wait.
I'm not trying to clean this up anymore. I'm done. I'm not cleaning this up.
Tell me what he saw.
He saw a dick in his eye.
No, you saw. You started saying he saw something round. I'm like, okay, dick's around. Keep going.
I'm done, man. In another news, this bullshit ass dude conned an 11-year-old boy out of all of his profits at a lemonade stand by giving him a counterfeit $100 bill and getting $90 in change.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, man. So, he gave the kid a counterfeit $100 bill, got the change, ran off with $90.
What a piece of shit. You really stole $90 from a fucking kid?
Yeah. I mean, if he only got one thing of lemonade, though, and the lemonade was $10, that's highway robbery by that little kid, though.
Nah, man.
Yeah, that is fucked up, though. That is fucked up.
That got some crack in that lemonade.
It's $10 for a glass of lemonade.
It got some in it for $10.
Yeah. It doesn't say if he got multiples. It just say that he got, you know, took $90 in change from the kid. And this is 25 miles north of Seattle. That kid was out there slaving, making that lemonade. And you just going to leave the kid with no money? Man. A kid out there charging $10 for a glass of lemonade, though.
Depends on the neighborhood you're in, man.
Yeah. Who do you think was in that lemonade, bro?
Sugar. It's Seattle. What else could be in it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, Seattle is close to the water.
Okay, so you're going to put some fish in the lemonade? Like,
I mean, they can get drug trafficking goes up there. It goes up there.
Drug trafficking goes everywhere.
Yeah. Who knows, man? So, if you pulled over.
It will never happen, but okay.
And you ain't got no ID.
I don't drive. It'll never happen, but okay.
If a cop stop you and you ain't got no ID. Typically, what they ask for. What's your name? Maybe your social or something so they can look you up.
I don't know. I don't get stopped by the cops. Yeah. I really don't know, yeah. People. So that's not a joke. Yeah. I don't know what happens when you get stopped by a cop.
So this woman in Anchorage, Alaska, was pulled over at 3:43 a.m. for weaving and swerving on the road. She did not have her driver's license on her. So she did what every Trump-supporting American would do. And she flashed her gimmick white privilege card.
What's that?
She had a card that says white privilege.
What?
Like, what's that?
She has a card that says white privilege on it. The card says, and I quote, where's the goddamn quote? God damn it. Son of a bitch. I can't find it now. Oh, it says, white privilege card trumps everything. It was a Trump supporter card, but they made these cards that say white privilege. And it says, white privilege card trumps everything.
Key question. Did she get off with the card?
They did let her go.
Where can I get one?
So, she didn't have her driver's license on her. She flashed a white privilege card. And she said that when the officers saw her white privilege card, he called his partner over. They laughed and said, this is the first time I ever seen one of these. And they let her go with a warning. She then went to social media, of course, because, you know, after you get off, you got to flash your white privilege card. You got to flex on it on Facebook. That she flashed her white privilege card and she got off. The cops now they're facing disciplinary actions because they let her off. They didn't run her actual license or anything. They just felt it was funny that she pulled out a white privilege card and they just let her off with a warning. But now they're facing disciplinary actions. But here is the kicker.
Okay.
This woman wasn't white. Her name is Mimi Israela. She looks like she's like Hawaiian or something. So she's not even white. She's maybe Hawaiian, Middle Eastern, something like that.
So
she pulled the white privilege card, got off because it was a joke. It was funny. But now the cops are facing disciplinary action because they let her go without doing anything because she showed a white privilege card. But you asked her where you get one of those, right?
I did ask where you get one of those.
I have no idea where you get one of those. They must have been giving them out at Trump rallies. I don't know.
You can make one on a computer.
You can make one on a computer.
With some laminate. You get some laminate.
Get your laminate.
Like a library card.
Get your laminate. I don't even remember the last time I seen the laminate.
It's been a couple of years for me.
Yeah. I used to work at Kinko's. Well, we used to laminate stuff all the time. I hated it. You gotta put that shit through the machine. And then you gotta make sure there's no air bubbles get in that shit. And we used to laminate the big ass posters and shit. Motherfucking bubble get in that bitch. One air bubble get in that bitch. You gotta start over. You just wasted $200 worth of fucking product.
No, just cut the air bubble.
You can't cut the air bubble when you laminated the poster, bro. If your fucking air bubble get in it, it's done. You're done. You gotta start over.
Just cut the air bubble.
Man. You been alienating the whole fucking races out here today.
How am I air? I just said you cut the air bubble.
And then you just diminishing the skills of the lighting and the sale people.
Because I can do what they can do on my goddamn phone? Better angles, better lighting?
Oh my goodness, man. Then you call Sean Paul. You said the nigga ain't Jamaican because he light skinned.
Yeah. How many light skinned Jamaicans do you know? I'll wait.
I only know
is,
the one.
Is he like the only one in the world?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, I don't know. How many light-skinned Jamaicans do you know?
None.
Oh, okay.
Any Jamaican I know that has mixed something in them, they ain't fully Jamaican.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Understood, man.
That's like any race. You know? So.
Like the light-skinned niggas, you mix with something else.
We all know them yellow niggas with the green eyes that's pretty as fuck. They got white moms. Stop it. You ain't got no white father. You got a white mother.
God damn, bro. They're pretty. The light skin, the yellow nigga with the green eyes.
Yes, that's pretty. And he is pretty.
Oh my gosh, man.
How am I wrong?
I'm not saying anything about you being wrong, man. You got it, bro.
Name a light skinned nigga that you ain't seen, that you seen that ain't got green eyes, and he ain't pretty.
My son ain't got green eyes.
Your son ain't light skinned either.
He is light skinned.
No, not to me, he's not.
He not light skinned.
Nah. No, he's not.
I call my son waffle cone.
You can call him whatever you want.
He waffle cone colored.
He ain't light skinned. He ain't yellow.
He ain't yellow?
No.
Them high yellow niggas, you ain't fuck around with them because they got the green eyes and shit.
They all got green eyes. Have you noticed that? But nah, being dead serious, thinking about it, really sitting here thinking about it. All the pretty light skinned niggas got
like
green
Shamar
eyes.
Like Shamar Moore and all them
they
niggas.
They all got green eyes. Steph Curry got green eyes and shit.
Is his eyes green?
They something.
I don't know, man. I don't be looking at that nigga like that.
I don't be looking at him either. I look at his girl. She
one of them high yellow. She got green eyes too?
I don't even care what color her eyes are. I she got like
God damn, that nigga said God damn, bro. Like you couldn't even get it out. You just
There's just nothing else to say.
Oh man, you've been listening to any new music or?
Yep, I've been listening to Dio.
You've been listening to Dio. Still listening to the Dio.
I am still bumping that shit.
Understood.
I have been listening to Surrett, man, and I'm just like, damn, like, how is he not higher on people's top lists?
I don't know. I mean, I think he gets respect though. Like
he gets
when people,
I think he gets respect from the music community.
Yeah,
but outside of that, outside of New York or whatever, he ain't getting that same respect. He can't be, because you don't hear about it. You don't hear about it.
Yeah. I think when people put their list together, though, when they put their list together, they don't exclude him. He's there. He might not be as high as...
Like, I understand that. Everybody's top whatever list is going to be different. My list is definitely going to be top different from yours.
Right. But I think that most people, when you ask them to put together a top 50, I think he's there. I think he's on a lot of people's top 50.
Truthfully, to me, it shouldn't even take 50.
I get what you're saying. I'm there with you. I'm there with you. I'm 100% with you on that. It shouldn't even take 50. But I just say 50 because I think people's top 50, most people's top 50 could include 30, 25 to 30 of the same people. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, you're going to have your own personal taste for the other 25. That's what I believe. That's what I think. I think people have their own personal taste for the other 20 to 25, but everybody has the same, like, 30 in their list. Maybe they just in different places. Like, I think everybody who's a true, you know, hip-hop head that listen to hip-hop on a consistent basis, like hardcore, they got Redman in their top 50.
I disagree with that.
You don't think so?
Okay, top 50, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not putting him top 50. I'm talking for me,
mm-hmm.
top five.
Top five?
Top five. That's just me. Like I said, everybody's top whatever.
Yeah, is so different. For me, though, like for Redman, for me, I don't know where I would put him. I know he would be in my top 15, at least. I know he'd be in my top 15. I know I wouldn't have him in my top five. Could he make my top 10? Potentially, yeah. But I know for sure he's in my top 15. Just not even me just naming off names. I know he's in my top 15 at least. I can say that. But there's people out there that don't even have him up that high. But like I said, I think that real hip-hop people at least got him in their 50 best. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a given for him. If not, then I'm questioning you. I'm like, all right, come on. Like, you can't name 50 dudes better than Redman. Like, you know what I'm saying? 50 dudes or 50 women better than Redman.
Depends upon the person. Cause
yeah.
Some people might try.
Yeah. You know, but it's a lot of people that I don't think get the recognition that they deserve. In the hip hop landscape, you know, especially when you've sold a lot of records and you've been doing shows everywhere and you people loved your music, and then all of a sudden I see you popping up on worst rapper lists like Nelly. Like, come on, bro.
How is he a worst rapper?
People put him on their worst rappers list all the time. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
if I'm not correct, did he go diamond twice?
Correct.
That's 10 million albums. Twice.
Yeah.
So he sucked so bad
that people bought his album.
That he went 10 million twice. He went diamond twice.
Yeah. Oh, then had another album that went 3 times platinum, and then another album that went platinum.
I was talking about platinum. Nelly went diamond. I said diamond.
Yeah, he went diamond.
Okay, you can talk about your platinum. I'm just saying Nelly went diamond twice.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. Worldwide, they still technically they say he didn't go diamond on Nellyville because he didn't sell 10 million in the US. But he did sell 10 million worldwide on Nellyville. So I still call that diamond, okay. But they technically don't certify it as diamond. They technically certify it as 8 times platinum.
10 million is 10 million.
Yeah.
All right, stop it. If he didn't go 10 million in the U.S., but he went 10 million outside the U.S., so do his 10 million outside the U.S. plus his 8 million inside the U.S. That's 18 million. That's diamond. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, they try to be slick with the U.S. certifications. Like, stop. They try to only count the U.S. certifications. Like, stop man. That man sold worldwide.
Stop it.
You know? So, but, yeah, It's just, again, one of those things where some people don't get they just due. Like, there's a lot of people that don't put Ludacris in their top 50 or nothing, you know, which is crazy to me.
I understand it.
You understand why they don't put him in their top 50?
Yes.
Because they don't be listening.
Nope. that's not true. I love Luda. You know that I'm a Luda fan.
Yeah.
The more maybe it's just his commercial shit. The more I listen to his commercial shit,
mm-hmm.
the more I don't like him.
Yeah. It's understandable.
Because I got Luda all over my hip-hop playlist. And I guess the songs that's on the playlist is all commercial shit. And when it comes on, I just hit that skip button.
Bloop.
Like, yeah. I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to hear Stand Up. I don't want to hear... you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I can obviously... Like, I listen to the other shit, the hard shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I love Luda though. I'm a huge Luda fan. Luda, give me an album. I don't care what I just said. Give me an album. I want an album.
Yeah. Of course, The Game, he's coming out with his new album, Drillmatic, next week.
Nobody cares.
You don't like The Game, man?
Do you like Game?
Got some good albums.
I didn't ask that. that wasn't the question.
No.
I said, do you like him?
I listened to an album.
I didn't ask that. That wasn't the question. I said, do you like the rapper, The Game?
Yeah. I find it hard to say yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did. That's why I asked it. Numerous times.
I find it hard to say yeah, but I don't dislike him. Like some of his albums I like. I think he has a solid discography.
Dude, I don't know nothing about his discography.
Like, his first album, The Documentary, that was a really good album. Doctor's Advocate was good. LAX was okay. The Red Album was decent. Jesus Peace was pretty good. The Documentary 2 was okay. 1992, I didn't really like that one. Born to Rap was okay. Like,
dude, you just named 5 albums I never even heard of.
Yeah.
I never even heard of them.
But every album this man dropped has been number one on the rap chart. Every single one. Every single one has been a number one album except Born to Rap, which was the last one.
Come on, man. It's like Nicki Minaj having every one of her albums number one.
Come on, man. Don't do Nicki like that, okay. Bro. Okay. Don't do Nicki like that. Nicki is a force. Like, come on. Like, she's a force. When she drops, her fans get behind her. It ain't hard for her to have a number one. She got a fan base that's bigger. Her fan base rivals Beyonce's fan base. Like, you can't compare them people to anybody else. Of course, when they drop, they get number ones.
Cardi B.
Okay. Yeah, you could. Yeah, she got some diehard fans, too. Yeah. Yeah, she got some diehard fans.
Of course she do. Because she wins Grammys.
Yeah. Her last song she put out with Kanye and Lil Durk on the joint, though, that shit was whack.
You sure it was whack?
Yes. Yes.
Where's the number one? Where? Not number one. I hope it's not number one.
Did it chart? That's what you're
right now. Right now. I know. I think Beyonce or some nigga is number one right now. I think.
It's either Beyonce or Drake. Goddammit. It's one of those motherfuckers. Drake album was terrible and still, oh my gosh, man. Drake album was terrible. This nigga still. DJ Khaled coming out with a new album.
So?
He just dropped a new song with Drake and Lil Baby on it.
Shit, I wish I can come out with albums too and just throw other people on it and call my shit hot.
I ain't gonna lie though, that new song they got was alright though.
It doesn't matter what it's called. I forget what it's called. I wish I could just put other people on songs and say, oh, this is hot. This is on my album.
That new Cardi B song was number 5 on the U.S. rap charts and number 13 on the overall charts.
Where is Neo on the overall?
His album?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Let's go in here and find out where he's at here. His new album, self-explanatory, has not charted as of yet. It came out July 15th, but it doesn't look like it's charted. Neo on Billboard. Neo.
But they put Beyonce on there already.
I told you, man. She got a fan base that's unlike anybody else's, man. Like, ain't nothing we can do about that. Beyonce gonna always be on the charts. She gonna always be on the charts. There's nothing you can do about that.
This is why I don't pay attention to charts or anything like that.
It's based on your fans and how they show up for you. You know what I'm saying? Her fans show up for her. It is what it is, man. Ain't nothing we can do about that.
Neo's album...
His album's fire.
It's my favorite album of the year of all the albums that I have listened to.
He's second for me.
Okay. Even if.
Lupe is number one for me.
Even if.
Yeah. But he's that's my second favorite album of the year so far. That's my number one R&B joint, of course. But. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's charted as yet.
Yeah, that's why I don't care about charts and all that shit. It's people, it's what you like. It's what you like. Neo's album is my favorite album of the year that I've heard so far.
It's a great album.
I love that shit. I've listened to it a lot. I listened to it a lot.
Yeah. I was listening to that shit earlier today.
I listened to it earlier today. And you tell me you hate that song Push Up. That might be my favorite song on the album.
I didn't say I hate that song. I said I don't like the guy on the song. The other guy on the song, I don't like him. That's a good song though.
That might be my favorite song on the album. Because first off, I don't care about the guy's voice. It goes with the song.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the acoustics. Mm-hmm. I love an R&B artist singing to a guitar or a piano or something like that. Just them.
Yeah.
And I know it was only like one verse for him. I love that shit. I love that shit.
Yeah, his album is really good. Yeah, at this point in time, it's not charting. I don't know if it will.
It probably won't. If it's not up there already after 2 weeks or 3 weeks that has been out, yeah. It's not going to chart. Which is fine. Like I said, I don't care because I don't pay attention to any of that. I only ask just to ask.
Well, yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it didn't chart. It peaked at 184.
Okay.
And that was last week. You know, far from... You know, his peak albums, such as In My Own Words, Because of You, Year of the Gentleman peaked at number 2, Red was at number 4, Nonfiction was at number 5, Libra Scale got all the way up to number 9.
What? Libra Scale is number 9, and this is at like 180 something?
Good Man was at 33.
Libra Scale was not good.
I think it came off the strength of those, like, radio hits.
What radio hits? I can't name a hit off that goddamn album. So.
Uh, Beautiful Monster, Champagne Life, One in a Million.
Those ain't hits, man.
I mean, they all were in the top 20.
Ain't none of them songs better than anything that's on this album right now.
I ain't say that. I'm telling you,
I'm saying it. Ain't nothing on Libra scale that's better than anything that's on Self-Explanatory. Plain and simple. But whatever, you know, everybody's got their opinion.
Yeah.
You know, people like their own stuff. That's fine. That's fine.
And they say he released four songs off this joint.
Neo?
Yeah. He released Don't Love Me, Stay Down, You Got the Body, and Handle Me Gently.
Mm-hmm. Four singles. Which don't get enough recognition. I shared them when they came out in the group.
Hey.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. Like I said, man, that's an incredible album. Like I said, my second favorite album.
It
really is,
and nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about the Neo album. I heard more noise off the Chris Brown album that wasn't that good than these 13, 12 tracks of Neo of fire.
Yeah, I think you also heard a lot of noise about the Chris Brown joint because of the fact that he was harping on the fact that people won't listen to his album. His album didn't do well either. So, I think, again, he was upset that his fans didn't turn out for his shit. And again, I mean,
hey, Chris, news flash. It wasn't that great to turn out to. And I'm a fan. I know you don't listen to us, but if you ever had a friend or somebody say, just no.
Like I said, man, if it was the second half of the album, if we was going just the second half of that album, the second 12 songs, I'd be all for it. Like the second half of the album, those 12 songs where he was giving us our traditional R&B, those songs was fire. It's just that I had to sit through the first half of that shit, and I ain't like it. I did not like it at all.
No.
I had to stop that shit and go back to it. Yeah.
Forget all that.
But, you know, like I said, with Beyonce, her fans turn out for her. And also, she had some controversy as well. Khalees, the lady that sang the Milkshake song, she made, of course, she had other songs. And Beyonce took one of...
Did she have other songs?
Huh?
I said, did she have other songs?
Yeah, she had other songs. Beyonce took one of the...
Do you know any of the other songs?
What?
Yo, I was shocked to see his face.
What was the question?
I said, do you know any of the other Khalees songs?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
It's fine. Go ahead.
but apparently she had other songs, and Beyonce took one of the songs and used a sample of one of the other songs in her Energy song on this album, and she did remove the sample, so they redid it and removed the sample. But she also was, her and Lizzo used the word spaz in their songs, and they're getting backlash from, I guess, the disabled community because of the word spaz. Apparently, you can't use the word spaz. Apparently.
Since when?
I don't know. Lizzo and Beyonce both had to remove the word spaz from their songs. So Lizzo did it earlier in the year. They had the backlash about it. And she removed the word spaz from her song.
and replaced it with some other word. And then Beyonce.
What's the community?
I think it's the disabled community.
You spaz-ass motherfuckers and y'all wheelchairs and crutches. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what community it was, but some community was outraged that they used the word spaz. And they had to remove the word spaz from their songs. I'm using the word spaz right now because spaz means that you fit to flip out on some goddamn body. That's what the fucking mean to me. I'm going to keep using the goddamn word. You ain't going to tell me that I ain't going to use it. Like, fuck y'all.
You, like, what? Like, stop it, man. We gave y'all retard. We gave y'all cunt. We gave y'all faggot. Like, what other fucking words?
Every time you bring out a word, somebody got a problem with it. And words that been around forever. Like, spaz been around forever.
Spaz ain't even, like, a curse word or nothing. Like,
apparently somebody took, some group took umbrage with it. They don't like it. They say you need to stop. It's not right. You shouldn't be using that word. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Whatever spaz said that, you're a fucking faggot. Be mad at that. I called you. You're a cunt, too. Your mother's a cunt. You're a faggot. Your mother's a cunt. Be mad at that shit.
Be mad at that shit.
Cancel us. Go ahead.
Cancel.
Go ahead.
We'll cancel. So, yeah, they had to change the word.
You're a faggot in the basement watching gay porn, and your mom is a fucking a big black cunt whore. So, there you go.
There you go. But, yeah. So.
Fuck out of here, man. These people in these... Oh, you can't say that. That's wrong to say. Blah, blah, blah.
Yo, people are so fucking sensitive. Like, I was looking at a clip where Jordan was on the David Letterman show showing off his shoe. And David Letterman, of course, they were making jokes about him getting... Because, you know, he got fined for wearing his shoe. And he was like, why'd you get fined? He was like, because it ain't got no white in it. And David Letterman was like, neither does the NBA. And it was fucking funny. It's hilarious, right? It was hilarious. But they like, you can't tell that kind of joke today. David Letterman would have been canceled if he would have said that joke today.
You can say that joke today.
With the hypersensitive people out here nowadays?
Yeah.
He could have said it, but he would have got canceled.
No, he wouldn't get canceled. Yeah. Just let him fucking say it.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle says shit all the time.
Dave Chappelle is uncancelable, though. He can't cancel that nigga. You can't cancel him.
You can't cancel Letterman. You can't cancel Letterman.
Yeah, and now you can't cancel Letterman. But I'm talking about if he was on the come up. If he was on the come up doing his show now, and he would have said that, they would have tried to cancel that man.
It's different times.
Yeah.
You can't compare the times.
Yeah. But that's the hypersensitive.
But that's why I throw out Dave Chappelle, because...
Yeah.
He fuck the times. You know, he is the times.
Yeah. You know. But once you get to a certain place, man, you can say whatever you want. Like,
no, you can't. You really can't.
I think he's still at a point. He's at a point where he can say whatever he wants.
No.
Because he don't care.
Just because he doesn't care doesn't mean you can't cancel his ass.
You can't cancel him. They tried.
No.
They tried. He's still making more money.
No, you can cancel him and just not... You ain't got to book him. You ain't got to give him millions of fucking dollars to do a goddamn show.
The man was doing shows for free.
Okay.
On his own property.
You're doing it for free. You ain't making no money.
But that's why he was able to make money. Because even though...
Nope.
He
nope.
went out there, he did okay. this shit on his own. He did this shit on his own. You ain't got to book him nowhere.
Okay, you start charging those same people, see how many people keep showing up.
I think people will still show up for him,
nope.
though.
Nope. Controversy sells, and he ain't got no controversy.
He ain't had no controversy when he was selling at first. He was just in his hometown putting on shows, and people was coming to see him. People was traveling from all over the country just to come see him in his backyard putting on shows.
Cheap tickets.
That's what I'm saying, though. You can't cancel somebody like that.
No, I'm just saying cheap tickets.
Yeah, but you can't cancel somebody that could do that. that can put on shows in their backyard, and people gonna come from all over the world just to come see.
You can't cancel anybody. I can put on a fucking show on my
backyard. But are people gonna show up to see it though? Are they gonna come from all over the world to come see you if you put on a show in your backyard? A lot of people don't have that power.
Depends. How much the tickets are and how funny I am.
You know.
Or how funny I not am.
Right. But you can't name too many comedians that could do that, though.
I don't give a fuck about... Dude.
You can't name too many people, period, that could do that. Like, you can name some people. Like, Beyonce could put on a concert in her backyard today and people go show up for that shit.
I don't know why y'all would do that, but you know, okay.
Drake could put on a concert in his backyard and people go show up for that shit.
I'm not going to judge him on the last album, but if it's like the last album, I recommend you don't show up.
Rihanna could put on a show in her backyard and motherfuckers go show up for that shit.
As long as Rihanna isn't see-through, it's all good. It's all good. I don't care if she got the baby mom stomach all that out. Never mind. Anyway.
You know.
I heard Kim Kardashian is single.
Oh, she ain't with Pete Davidson no more?
No.
Oh, man. Good for her, man. Good for her.
She went black, man.
She went black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how it goes.
I mean, she was giving Pete Davidson a shot, man. Pete Davidson gonna bounce back though. He gonna have him pretty soon.
I ain't worried about Pete. Hey Kim, 518.
Hey yo, I can tell y'all from knowing this nigga for the longest time, dog. This nigga did not like Kim Kardashian, bro, at all. I can verify this, that this nigga did not like Kim Kardashian, bro. Can verify to you. On God, on a stack of Bibles, this nigga did not like Kim Kardashian. As soon as this motherfucker leave Kanye, this nigga start posting her. Like,
is she not hot?
She is, man. I gotta give you that. Like, I never even paid attention to her like that at first. Like, yeah, I really didn't.
You didn't, because she was with Kanye.
Even before Kanye, when she was with other people, I still wasn't rocking with her like that. I don't know what it was. Like,
okay, because she was with everybody.
Yeah. But now, but now you're like, ah.
And she's my age, too. It's not like I'm out there robbing a cradle or anything.
Right. I feel you, bro. I feel you. That nigga said, hey, yo, Kim, 518. Yo, you're wild, bro.
No, I'm not. Would you want me to shoot my shot on the Instagram podcast? Because that's all I got. I don't got Instagram like that.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do out there, man. You can shoot your shot.
Nah. Because if I shoot my shot on Instagram, it's Nikita
24/7. It's Nikita. I'm shooting my shot at Megan, bro. She been out there looking mad. She's good.
Megan is sad.
She's sad.
Dude, just, you know, speak some God shit. You know, speak some God shit a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
She's sad out there.
God, man. She looking good, though.
She looking good because she's sad.
Yeah.
She want a nigga to come scoop her and make her happy.
Yeah.
Megan, I'll advocate for my boy, but if that don't work out.
I'll give you that shit, bro. Yeah, man. But that is...
Nah, my secret chocolate is Sonali.
Nah, Latham.
That's my secret. My secret chocolate.
That's your secret chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this nigga was sniffing the air. Like he could smell the perfume off that bitch or something. Like, goddamn.
Yo, man, you got anything else for the people before we get out of here, bro?
Find your secret chocolate and dive in.
Find your secret chocolate and dive in, man.
White chocolate is good, too.
Chocolate.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't... Something about the caramel chocolate. I tell y'all what type of chocolate... Find your type of chocolate.
Find your type of chocolate and dive in.
Yes.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always, man. We'll be back with you on Saturday with a brand new sports talk episode. Football season is almost here, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about my Dolphins beating the shit out them Tom Brady-less Bucks because Tom Brady's not playing in our game.
Right. Our game, but when you hear that, our game wouldn't even been on yet. We playing at 10 o'clock.
Because y'all are our prime time preseason game with third stringers. Like, what is that? Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll be back with you next Tuesday with a brand new episode as well, man. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Fins up.
I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast, and we out.
We out.